Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Kara, what's going on today?
My husband has a sword collection. And so that's happening. And he's collected them since he's 13, so it's like a big thing for him. He really loves them, and you know, they're very expensive, and you know, it's a big asset for us. They're like worth $20,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but we have twin boys, and they're four. And you know, little boys, they love ninjas and warriors, and you know, they play all those games. And I'm worried that they're going to get into his collection and maybe hurt themselves. So I've been just really, really concerned, and it kind of keeps me up at night. So I really want him to get rid of this collection, and he's like not wanting to.
All right, hold on. Let's call your husband, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hi, George.
This is he.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9.
Hi.
Hey, George, we're calling you this morning because the zombie apocalypse has begun, and we need your sword collection to defend the homeland.
Immediately.
What's this all about?
Just kidding. We're calling you for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Your wife called us. She's very worried about the kids getting into the sword collection. She says the sword's got to go. It's too dangerous. They get into everything. The attic isn't enough. What's going on here?
I honestly don't know what her concern is. They're 4 years old. There's no way they'll be able to get into the attic. They can't even reach up there.
Kids can be creative, though. I mean, to stand on something in the next year or so, you think it's no problem. You come home, and all of a sudden, it's like Braveheart in your front yard.
I just think it's being a little paranoid. Like, look, I love my kids. I obviously don't want anything to happen to them, but I've had these swords since I was 13. I don't feel like I can get rid of them. We don't need the money, so I don't need to sell them. And if anything, I can just teach them right now. It's like, hey, these aren't toys. It's not that big of a deal.
Hi, honey. I'm on the line right now, and I've been listening to everything, and I really, really think this is a huge issue. I don't want the swords in the house.
We've had the swords their entire lives. I don't know why it's an issue now.
Well, they're growing up.
Big issue now.
It may not happen now, and I wanted to prevent it before anything happens.
Can I ask a logical question? Why don't you just put it in a storage facility or just get it off out of your house?
That's a monthly bill. Then you'd have to pay for it to be climate controlled. I mean, these are...
You know what? I would be open to that.
Yeah, well, like, look, we've actually thought of the idea of putting them in storage before, but I don't like that idea at all. I don't understand why we would have to spend extra money. Plus, half the like fun in having swords is being able to display them. I mean, it's bad enough that I had to move them all to the attic. I just want to move them out of my life altogether. It feels like I'm just being ambushed here right now.
Nothing says the holidays like an Excalibur used on the cheese dish to go ahead and make sure that we make the little pieces around Thanksgiving. I love that.
Well, what we do, guys, is we put things to a vote. And we can see what our audience has to say. They may agree with you, Kara, that you have a genuine concern. And that's the end of it. You've got four-year-olds. They may see George's side, though, that if you're just safe and you teach them to stay away from it and you have it upstairs in the attic, you're overreacting. And if it's something that he's collected and you said it's worth a substantial amount of money, you don't want to get rid of it, then maybe you just need to teach your kids not to go near them. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
Well, the audience may cast their vote, but they'll never take our freedom!
Okay.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
She says that they have four-year-old twin boys, and she has had enough of her husband's sword collection that he's had since he was 13. That's worth a significant amount of money, we should also say.
Right.
Get them out of the house. They're only going to cause trouble as the kids get older. He says, no way. Like, these are mine. I love these things.
I think that George makes a valid point, too, about talking with the kids about safety when the time becomes appropriate to do that. Instead of just hiding things from kids, why not address them?
Right. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. We want to hear from you. Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I am all about compromising. How about a safe, a tall, locked safe, and mom could sleep at night and they don't have a bill every month once they pay for the safe?
You know, that was the first thing that I thought of, but some of these swords, Excalibur swords, can be very tall. We're talking like 8 feet, honestly, some of these swords. It's incredible, really.
Gotcha. I know nothing about them. I just figured swords, you know, how
right.
big can they be?
Right, right. I think most of them would probably fit in a safe, though. That's a good idea. Gun safe, yeah.
I understand all of that, but I think back to when I was a kid and I was fascinated with stuff. Like, I'd find a way no matter what, you know?
I think there's a lot of validity to that point as well.
Yeah.
And swords are one of those things that boys are going to be curious
about.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah, they definitely are.
I mean, she has a valid concern as a mom, I would think. I mean, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. We got the verdict coming up next. He's had his sword collection since he was 13 years old. Worth a lot of money, too, like $20,000, he said.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a large investment for George, and he doesn't want to get rid of it. Kara says, no, we got twin preschoolers now at this time. Though I'm worried about what they're going to get into. It's got to get out of the house.
Right. So Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. Do you think he should have to get rid of this as a safety feature for his young children? Or should they kind of figure out a way to keep them around and keep the kids away from them? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
The husband's side. Well, I feel that children are being too coddled. I think that children need to be taught responsibility by their parents at a very early age, starting at when they can say yes and no and I'm good and I don't want it. They have to be given choices in life.
Right.
The children should be told, you don't go in the attic, period. It's their responsibility not to go in the attic.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
The dad's. I think that children need to learn consequences, discipline, and respect. And I just feel like making the dad take away his sword collection almost shows that you're not willing to teach your children right from wrong.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you so much for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
Hi, good morning. I agree with the husband. I don't think they should be taken out of the house. Maybe put in a display case with a lock. The children need to be taught not to touch them and play with them, just as they'll be taught not to play with kitchen knives.
All right. Thank you for the call. Raven, it looks like we have a pretty much general consensus this morning, right?
Right. We get to keep these swords and head into battle, Anna.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
George, our audience agreed with you. Kara, you're just being a little bit overprotective. It's important for them to learn that these are not toys, that there's something that are special that belong to daddy, not to go near them. And, you know, they're in the attic, so they should be safe. You're just overreacting a little bit.
See?
Hey,
look,
it's
not just
put a lock on them.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, we'll do everything we can to keep our kids safe. I'm very committed to that. I just don't think we need to shelter them that much. We don't want to baby them their entire lives.
Okay.
You know what? You hold on to these swords another decade or so. This is going to be a nice down payment into college tuition here when you go ahead and get rid of these things down the road.
I'm not going to get rid of them down the road, but yeah.
Well, all right. I mean, well, then you'll also be prepared for when dragons once again roam here.
Right. You'll be fully prepared for that. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.